Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Our Secretary of Health and Human Services, affectionately known as Bobby Jr., has made a lot of headlines in his time. A lot of them were inspired by his completely concocted adventures as a young man, many more by his views on vaccines and Tylenol. Now, along with all that nonsense, he has expressed a totally refreshing outlook on public health, emphasizing diet and exercise. Way to go, Bobby. Now, nothing in the world is new, of course, and the Secretary's views on wellness got me to thinking about a man, a contemporary of his father's, who was way ahead of his time on all matters of health and fitness. Jack LaLanne once said, "I can't die, it'd ruin my image." You gotta love a man with a sense of humor about his own demise. Jack LaLanne, the founding father of an entire industry, passed away 11 years ago at the age of 96. He was still flexing and still selling right up until his death. The guy was amazing. Jack LaLanne opened a club with a workout gym, a juice bar, and a health food restaurant all in the same location. So, big deal, right? There's one of those in every other strip mall now. Well, here's the kicker. Jack did it in 1936. The Depression still held the country in its misery. Diet and fitness was 101st on anyone's list of the top 100 things that needed taking care of. The medical profession was unanimous in its disapproval of working out with weights. Wisdom had it that strength training caused heart attacks and lessened libido. People who beat odds like that are either crazy or they're geniuses. Jack was both. Think about this. You're 62 years old, it's 1976, and it's the 200th birthday of the country that you love. What would you do to celebrate? Jack decided the only thing to do was to swim a mile, towing 13 boats, that's for the original 13 colonies, holding 76 passengers. Oh, I forgot to mention that he was handcuffed and manacled while he was swimming. Now, stunts are one thing, but to foresee a multi-billion-dollar industry to be the first through the door by about 30 years to lead an eventual national craze into fitness and nutrition, that's the genius part of Jack. I remember as a boy seeing this smallish man on television, 5'6" and 150 pounds, with bulging biceps. He hosted the strangest low-budget show you can imagine, stretching a heavy-duty bungee cord, jumping over a broomstick, and doing fingertip push-ups. He pioneered exercise for older folks and folks with disabilities. He talked to men and to women, to skinny teens and to parents. The guy was covering the waterfront, every conceivable market, when no one else knew there was a market. One of his early sponsors, a yogurt maker, tried to sell a product which did not taste good to America. So, Jack LaLanne started putting fruit juice and pieces of fruit in it and then stirring it up. His sponsor made millions. His little idea led to the whole fruit on the bottom, stir it up yourself yogurt industry. That was not his intent. That was a sidelight. But he believed in it, and he convinced millions of Americans to follow that lead. There are 1,000 stories about Jack. I picked a few to share with you. Understand that I am not exactly a health and fitness guy, and I've never been any good at working out. But I am a fan of moxie. I am a fan of focus. And I am a believer in loving what you do with your time on the planet. Jack LaLanne was the personification of all those attributes. Besides, he swam from Alcatraz to shore in handcuffs. How can you not love the guy?